I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The MTA is spelling out its doomsday scenario with federal aid set to run out and ridership still well down.
WCBS's Steve Burns joins us from MTA headquarters in Lower Manhattan. Steve, we're looking at what could be upwards of a $1 billion budget deficit in the years to come. What options are on the table right now to fill it?
Well, I was just sitting here, you know, flipping through the presentation they made at the board meeting, just a lot of graphs with lines going down, a lot of graphs moving from green to red. The situation here is pretty dire. Jan Oliber, the MTA chairman, called it an existential crisis for the MTA, and the options on the table are not very good ones. Lieber says the main goal is to protect riders, which means things like steep fare increases, deep service cuts. Those are a last resort. The plan as it stands now basically consists of going hat in hand to lawmakers and asking for more money. Ridership is not back to where it was in 2019. Projections show it's not going to get back there anytime soon. And the federal aid that's been keeping the MTA afloat is going to run out in the next couple of years. Leaders here say they need not just another shot of money, but something recurring, something they can rely on in the years to come. And absent that, things could get pretty painful.
Fare increases were already on the table. It sounds like they could be even steeper than we first thought.
Right. The MTA set out a schedule a number of years ago to have fare increases every other year. They were put off last year thanks to that federal money. But they would be back on schedule for sometime in the middle of next year at 4%. We learned today that 4% could actually be 5.5%. It would take your 275 subway ride up to about 290. Jan Oliber said the goal is to keep fare increases modest, make it something riders could absorb. And he said he's all ears if lawmakers want to come up with enough money to eliminate the need for a fare hike altogether. How all of this gets resolved, we won't really know for a few more months. The MTA's budget is due next month. But the state budget is on a different timeline. Lawmakers usually work on that right up until April 1st, so still could be a little while.
Well, how open might Albany be to finding all this new money for the MTA?
You know, that's still an open question. We heard from the state budget director, Rob Mujica. He's also an MTA board member. He tried to inject kind of a dose of reality into the conversation. He said there are a lot of competing interests in the state budget, a lot of different needs that they need to balance, so nothing is really guaranteed when it comes to asking lawmakers for more money. He said both the city government and the federal government should be part of this conversation as well in terms of finding more money for the MTA. But, you know, talking with other state lawmakers, the realization is definitely seeping in that there needs to be kind of this paradigm shift in how we think about mass transit funding if the MTA is going to survive and if the region's economic stability is going to stay intact in the coming years.
WCBS's Steve Burns at MTA headquarters in Lower Manhattan. Thanks, Steve.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.